Our FBI director, Kash Patel, may have some serious emotional trauma for the rest of his life after this reporting that we got about his girlfriend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner during the time that a shooter tried to rush the lobby a few floors above where the actual dinner was being held. Now, of course, the shooter was apprehended. We've learned that he was staying in that hotel for a few days, and that's how he was able to gain access and just run through the lobby. He very quickly got tackled to the ground after gunshots went off, and now Kash Patel has been seen in multiple situations on camera in like a fight, flight, or freeze moment. It used to just be fight or flight, but then people realized freeze is a very real thing that people do, right? Kash Patel, in every single video that I'm about to show you, just froze. For a normal person, that's one thing, but this is our FBI director. He's supposed to have initiative or take leadership or have proactive measures to make sure they're gathering information, assembling the right forces, making the right calls. Kash Patel is just stunned, entirely stun-locked, and doesn't know what to do, and this shows a lack of experience, qualification, and confidence in his role. I mean, even hell, I was taking initiative when I was at a separate counter-event to the dinner for new media at Substack. And I was like, okay, team, we got to go over here. We got to do this, record this video and get it up. Kash Patel didn't do any of that. He is an absolute shell of a human being that has zero leadership capability. Maybe that's why his girlfriend doesn't really like him anymore. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're going to walk through all of this. But I want to point out, this has been a humiliation ritual for not only Kash Patel, but also Donald Trump himself, who did a 60 Minutes interview this morning. And he had to say the words out loud. Quote, I'm not a rapist. I'm not a pedophile. I didn't rape anybody. When the president of the United States is having to say those words, deny that 12 hours after somebody tried to rush the lobby and got like tackled, we are in a very, very depraved reality. But the reason why Trump had to say that is because the shooter left a manifesto calling Trump all of these things, and now he's on live television denying it. They say in politics, when you're explaining, you're losing. And Donald Trump is currently having to explain right now that he's not a pedophile on live television. Watch this.
The so-called manifesto is a stunning thing to read, Mr. President. He appears to reference a motive in it. He writes this, quote, administration officials, they are targets. And he also wrote this, I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. What's your reaction
to
that?
Well, I was waiting for you to read that because I knew you would, because you're horrible people, horrible people. Yeah, he did write that. I'm not a rapist. I didn't rape anybody.
Do you think he was referring to you?
Excuse me. I'm not a pedophile. You read that crap from some sick person. I got associated with all stuff that has nothing to do with me. I was totally exonerated. Your friends on the other side of the plate are the ones that were involved with, let's say, Epstein.
Okay, a few things. First of all, when you're explaining you're losing, he has to sit there for multiple minutes and say he's not a rapist and not a pedophile. Number two, he was not totally exonerated whatsoever. He was not exonerated at all. He was held civilly liable for sexual assault of E. Jean Carroll in the state of New York. You can look it up. It happened. Donald Trump was proven guilty by a jury. This absolutely happened, so he's lying. Number three, I do want to revisit for 1 second a lot of my audience members who have been emailing me and saying that this was entirely staged and entirely fake. If it were, then the theory is that, like, I guess Kash Patel, in his incompetent state, wrote this letter so that it would leak and so that Donald Trump basically would have to address the fact that he's a rapist or a pedophile on live television. It just doesn't seem like good PR for Donald Trump at this point. I don't think this was part of their plan. I also think if there was any evidence it was staged, some of the top tier journalists who were in that room would have potentially called that out. We've got people like Caitlin Collins, who I trust. Wolf Blitzer has been doing this for decades. We have people in that room, like the new TMZ guys, who would have every single incentive to break this story. They're all like, holy shit, that was pretty crazy, right? But to continue, Trump continues to defend himself.
Or other things. But I said to myself, you know, I'll do this interview and they'll probably, I read the manifesto, you know, he's a sick person, but you should be ashamed of yourself reading that because I'm not any of those things.
Mr. President,
and I was
these are
never,
the gunman's
excuse me,
words.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be reading that on 60 Minutes. You're a disgrace. But go ahead. Let's finish the interview.
I literally just said on television the other day how Donald Trump can't even look at a female reporter without attacking her. I also really like that once he starts saying, I'm not a rapist, I'm not a pedophile, she essentially says, oh, you thought he was talking about you. Just take a listen. This is really good.
I'm not a rapist. I didn't rape anybody.
Do you think he was referring to you?
Excuse me.
Ooh, that's a really, really good line from her because she didn't say it was about him. He just assumed immediately when he saw the word rapist and pedophile that it was him. Very embarrassing from the president of the United States. Let me talk about the manifesto while we're looking at it. This is page 2 of it. And he talks about, you know, the lack of security that was there. He talks about his apologies to the people around him. But at the very top of this letter, he actually addresses Kash Patel himself in a way that's kind of inexplicable. It says, while I'm discussing this, I'll also go over my expected rules of engagement, probably in a terrible format, but I'm not military, so too bad. Administration officials, not including Mr. Patel, they are targets prioritized from highest ranking to lowest. Secret Service, they are targets only if necessary. Hotel security, not targets if at all possible. Capitol Police, same as hotel. And just the line right here, not including Mr. Patel. So he's going after every single administration official. But for some reason, Kash Patel is one step too far. Continuing along the lines of the manifesto, right after Donald Trump calls Nora O'Donnell a disgrace and a horrible person, she decides to thank him and celebrate him for going last night.
Well, I know the White House Correspondents Association very much appreciates you going last night and honoring a commitment to do it
again. I hope we're going to do it again. Nora, tell him to get it going, and we should do it within 30 days.
This is disgusting. This is unreal. Remember, I had a clip on CNN where I was calling this exact type of behavior out. Watch.
There are a lot of people who think that reporters shouldn't even go to the dinner because of everything you just delineated, which is just a small fraction of what President Trump has done in terms of his hostility towards the press. Do you think that we shouldn't be going to the dinner? What's your take on all that?
Listen, I totally understand going to the dinner as part of the job. Showing face is very important, but I don't think we are obligated to show this administration any respect when they have treated media with maximum malice since Donald Trump entered the U.S. political scene. Every single time he interacts with some journalist in the Oval Office, it is an incredibly combative interaction. The Pentagon is actively removing career journalists and replacing them with MAGA influencers. So I understand showing up. I'm in the industry. It's part of the job to show face, but at the same time, I don't think that we should treat this like it's normal. This is not a normal White House Correspondents' Dinner. It should not be treated as such.
I still stand by that to this exact moment. I stand by it doubly so. Now, returning back to Kash Patel for just one moment, the first video that released was of him in his fight, flight, or freeze moment, kind of just freezing during the actual event while this was actually happening, not doing anything, not shooting out calls immediately. I'm pretty sure like Caitlin Collins was more active in the moments following getting information than our own FBI director was. Kind of illustrates the point of how important media is, how important freedom of press is, because sometimes we're more effective than the people who are supposed to be in charge as they're incompetent. Dasha Burns reports, a top White House official tells her that Kash Patel is likely the next cabinet-level official to go. The humiliation ritual continues, quote, it's only a matter of time, the official, who was granted anonymity to discuss the matter, told her. There are several reasons, the official said, but top among them is the number of negative stories centered on Patel, just kind of not a good look for the cabinet secretary. And Trump is fed up with the level of distraction. Well, maybe Trump should not be always trying to deflect, blame the other side, and be an asshole. Watch this, and then we'll talk about Cash's girlfriend.
Also at the dinner last night was your secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. His sister, Carrie Kennedy, was there. They've both witnessed their father and their uncle be assassinated.
That's right.
Erica Kirk was there. The House Majority Leader, Steve Scalise, was there.
What is this pity party sorrow tour that Trump is going on? Jesus.
Political violence has touched so many people in that room. Is there something that you as president can do? What can be done to change the trajectory?
Well, you know, you go back 20 years, 40 years, 100 years, 200 years, 500 years. It's always been there. People are assassinated. People are injured. People are hurt. And I'm not sure that there's any more now than there was. I do think that the hate speech of the Democrats, much more so, is very dangerous. I really think it's very dangerous.
Dude, this is like a troll. Donald Trump said that he wanted to end an entire civilization 2 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago, he said that Robert Mueller dying was a good thing. He said he's glad. 2 months ago, Rob Reiner got murdered by his son, and Donald Trump celebrated. Donald Trump has acted like the Democratic Party should not exist, and now he's going to say that the Democratic rhetoric is dangerous? Pure gaslighting. And again, this sick sorrow tour is honestly rather annoying. But the New York Times rapid response article that was posted essentially cooked Kash Patel and exposed his girlfriend. So in the moments following the shooting and the shots ringing out, a lot of the journalists who were there were, you know, going to different rooms, asking questions, doing reports, doing more work than Kash Patel was doing. I'll tell you that for sure. And they were then live updating that on, you know, CNN or New York Times, sending live updates on Twitter. And this is one that caught everybody's eyes. Quote, "I'm one of the small number of journalists traveling with the White House press pool tonight. We were in a hall just outside the ballroom when the commotion first rang out. Several things happened in quick succession. Tuxedoed agents pulled out guns and began running towards the ballroom. White-jacketed caterers screamed and bolted for stairwells. Pandemonium reigned as a top cabinet official was evacuated. Robert Kennedy Jr. and his wife, Cheryl Hines, came out and were ushered into an elevator. Then Jeanine Pirro emerged. The FBI director, Kash Patel, came tearing across the hallway with two men in tow. Quote, his girlfriend was hiding in a room with another man who was holding her hand. No shots. He spent all of our taxpayer dollars on her just for this to happen? Lord have mercy. Reporters are about to be taken back into the ballroom. Again, Kash Patel's girlfriend was hiding in a room with another man who was holding her hand after he spent countless hundreds of thousands of dollars on private jets and Ubers for her and her friends, which is despicable and disgusting, but man, for it to end up like this is brutal for Mr. Kash Patel. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this breaking news and appreciate the news we bring, make sure you drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all. Peace out.